And boom, okay. Shalom Aleichem, everybody, welcome back. So happy to have the zechut to be able to learn in these incredible times right now where we are. We're just in incredible times. I'm sure a lot has happened for everybody over the past few weeks, over Pesach, over Chag. A lot has happened in the world in the past few weeks. And I don't know. I don't know about you, but like I feel like I'm meeting people. I'm seeing at least inside my students, and they're different people in a good way. I'm seeing like a lot of maturity. I just had a student of mine last night. So on Monday nights we have the post high school guys, the guys who have graduated from high school. They went to Israel and they came back from Israel, or they went off to university. And one guy in particular that I sat with last night in his years that he was my student in 11th and 12th grade. He was a clown. He was just a clown. There's no better way to put it. And last night, he became himself. He became so much more serious. And obviously, there's a lot of credit to that. He went to Israel to go and learn. But more than that is that I think the times themselves demanded a certain amount of maturity, a certain amount of growth. Today, a student of mine said to me, he said, I had a question, Rabbi, that he was discussing with his mother last night. He said, Hashem said that you can know me in my actions, but not in who I am, not in my name. He's making reference to the fact that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu that you can see the back of my tefillin, but not the front. And what that means is, the way certain rabbis explain it is that you're not going to ever know Hashem himself, like the reality of who Hashem is. But you could get to know Hashem by the actions that we see happen. And he said, so what actions are we supposed to take out from the Holocaust? What actions? I guess they were talking yesterday was Yom HaZikaron, you know. Not Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaShoah, you know. And so he was discussing that with his mom. And, you know, what do we take from all that? So my response and really what we're going to start to talk about now is that when we get to know Hashem by his actions, it's literally those words. We get to know Hashem by his actions. If you take those words in the simplest, most plain meaning, it'll have so much more of a value and an insight. You'll get to know Hashem by his actions. Meaning, you look at a world today where none of it makes sense. What is happening in the world today, it can't make sense. It can't make sense that so many people in the world have lost their minds. It can't make sense that so many other people, even the ones who are not protesting, are standing up vigilant and strong for terrorists. It makes no sense how the world forgot so quickly what happened to Israel and the concepts of what it means to keep the country safe. And when you take a sit back and after Iran sent 350 missiles, the next day to have a whole crowd of people chanting, hands off Iran, hands off Iran. It's got to get to a certain point where the people's minds are completely lost. And the last time you look at that in history, that the people's minds were completely lost by the Germans, I don't for a moment doubt or question all the Jews of Berlin who gave testimony to say that you have to understand the Germans were our best friends. I have no question about that. I'm sure they were. I'm sure they were good people. It's a whole country of educated people who are really striving for just a clarity in moral truth. That's who the Germans were back then. And, I mean, don't take my word for it. Just look historically. They were really trying to strive for greatness as a people. And then all of a sudden, over the course of not decades, not even years, just like a year and a half or 2 years in the mid-30s to the end of the 30s, they all progressively lost their minds. Like, they progressed so quickly to not just murder, and I don't know if genocide is there. It's a Holocaust. You know, it's a complete destruction. The final solution where it was decided that there should not be another Jew in the world was with 12 people around the table, and most of them were extremely decorated with their doctorates and with their understandings of truth and moral betters, etc. What happened? And so when it can't make sense, when The Holocaust can't make sense that 6 million Jews were actually put by other human beings into Holocaust, and those other human beings only a year or two ago were actually morally sound people. And I'm not saying that in a facetious manner. They were morally sound and then lost their minds. And now today, we're by October 7th, we're just like, this is terrible, but you know, the world will understand it. For a day or two, the world did understand, but all of a sudden, just completely, and now on the campus and everything else, when you see the actions of the world, that they don't make sense, Hashem said, from my actions, you will see me, period. Not that you'll understand what Hashem is doing. Like we've said, the 4-pound noodle in your brain, in your skull called the brain, it cannot understand the infinite plan. But can you at least see from the actions that this is absolutely supernatural? It just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense that humanity, every single time when it comes to the Jews, that they lose all of their sense of free will, all the sense of moral just, and they just completely ruin it every single time. It has to be that there's a godly hand in all of it. And what's God asking of you? Welcome to today. So let's get into this. What is God asking of us? So not just for this year, but every single year. You've heard me say this a few times. Whenever we don't know something inside the Torah, whenever it's unclear to us, they are kind of hiding some of the coolest stuff. Hate to put it that way, but what happens during Sfirat HaOmer is really some of the most incredible. And today we're going to scratch our surface in figuring it out. So let's go through it. We're going to go a bit Kabbalistic today. Make you very happy, right? Okay, right. We're going to go a bit Kabbalistic today. The reason being is because it is in the Kabbalistic books that you find most of the heavy lifting being done when it comes to the clarity of these days now. I'm giving you, just as far as scheduling notes, I'm giving you one class today, just one class on Sfirat HaOmer, just to understand what's happening over here, because at the end, there's going to be a push towards what is going to be our next thing. So let's hear about this. So when Hashem created the world with 10 Sfirot. Sfira literally means the word to count. Also from the word Sefer, which is a book. Sipur, which is a story. Reb Moshe Shapiro has a lot to talk in Hebrew, how those words all go together with each other. How a Sefer, a book, is really Sipurim, is really many stories that are counted together as one item, that it's many different disparate things that come together as one. A Sipur, when you count, if you just keep on counting and counting without any kind of an end, that's not what we're doing over here. This is a Sipur to get to, this is a counting, a Sfirah, to get to some kind of an end, to reach some kind of a goal. What is the goal we're trying to reach? So the 10 Sfirot, when Hashem created the world and he did it through 10 different agents. Now, I'm not going to explain this much further, A, because I can't, and B, because I can't. You know, it's just that I can't because I can't, and I can't because I can't say that I have a lot more clarity beyond this. So don't start asking me all these different questions. I'm not going to give you answers. But you just need to know this to start. So you can see how much time I had today in putting this all together. I could have gone online and printed it out. That's true. I didn't. I apologize. But just for a very basic breakdown, Chachma Bina Da'at. These are the first three of the 10 Sfirot. Chachma means wisdom, bina, in-depth understanding, and da'at is a mixture of those together. Okay. And that is for the head of a person. When God said, Nasa Adam Bitzalmenu, when God said, let us make man in our image, in our form, God was making reference to his own form. That means that amongst the celestial bodies inside the world above us, they are built in this structure. Humans themselves as well are built in the structure. And when God created reality, he created in the structure. Okay, so chachma bina da'at. Chachma, wisdom, bina, in-depth understanding, male, female, and da'at. Men believe that they know stuff. They talk to their wife and they realize they did. No, I didn't. You know, I didn't. And I'm saying that for real. I'm not saying it as a joke. That she has an extra bina. She has an extra like clarity of understanding. You take the man's basic wisdom of life, you take heart in depth, you put it together, you end up with da'at. Maybe today we'll talk about how the Eitz HaDa'at, what Adam ate from, was actually very much connected to this. Okay, keep on going now inside the Sfirot. The right side is Chesed, the left side of the body is gevura. Chesed is giving. Gevura is power, strength. The middle is called tiferet, splendor. The right hip is netzach. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. The left hip is hod. That's giving thanks to God. That is Aaron. And then you have sod. That's the place where the Brit Milah is done. And malchut on bottom of that. Okay. This idea over here is something which is very much celebrated and always used as a structure for building ourselves as well. Now, why are we talking about this? I generally don't ever talk about these different type of things, but why are we talking about it now by Svira? And it's a one-off, so we can use one class for it, which is this. The Sif Zeichen, an incredible sefer over here, which you guys have seen me quote once or twice from, a Hasidic work, he explains that when the Jews left Egypt, when they left Mitzrayim, they were given the top three for free. They were given Chachma, Bina, and Daat. What that means is that God gave them an understanding of what Hashem is, an understanding of what the Torah will be, an understanding of what it means to be free. Now the angel said to Hashem, what are you doing? You're just giving them Chachma, Bina, and Daat, a little bit of a depth. Remember, their complaint was, I can't believe that you're saving them or letting them go. The deeper aspect of that complaint is, you're giving them? You for sure will not get this reference. I'm doing this literally for me. In Rocky V? Money holding. So the first four were terrific. And Rocky V was such a downhill spiral. Shematzel. His son acted with him. His son would later die. You guys know Sylvester Stallone. Sorry, anybody? Nobody holding. It's really a tragic life. But such a far out. Oh, Yossi, we're Owen, I need you. This is such a far out reference. So he trains this other. So he's Rocky. He's a fighter. At Rocky V, he was old. We thought he was old, but then he made another six, and then he made, everything beyond that. Creed 1, 2, and 3. So apparently he wasn't as old as we thought. But in Rocky V, though, he was officially considered old. And in that being old, he took on a guy named Tommy Gunn. Actually, his name as a professional boxer. He took on Tommy Gunn to train him. And he fell in love with Tommy Gunn. Now, Tommy Gunn was not a good guy. But he said to Adrian, Avashalom, right? She would eventually have very sad. So he said to Adrian,
Adrian, I think I'm going to give him my lucky.
He had this earring that belonged to Rocky Marciano, the old boxer that Mickey, his trainer, gave him. He said, I think I'm going to give him this. And his wife lost it on him. Adrian, Bina. Adrian was like, are you insane? Can't you see? You've given him so much. He doesn't deserve any of it. He doesn't appreciate anything you've been giving him. And now your most prized item. And Rocky's like, who should I give it to? She's like, moron, you have a son. Why would you give it to him? Meaning that Hashem was like, I think I'm just going to give the Jews Chachma, Bina, Das. And the angels are like, are you kidding me? You've given them so much. And in Egypt, they're in the 49th level of impurity. That means that humans can't mess up further if they tried. And they did. I mean, leave it to the Jew. You know, he messed it up as much as humanly possible. And now your most prized possession, which is Chachma, Bina, and Daat, the understanding of God Almighty, you're just going to go willy-nilly and hand it to the Jews in Egypt? That's a big complaint. That's a good reference also. You're just going to go and hand it? Are you kidding me? So Hashem went and said, I'm giving it to them on almost a borrowed basis. Fascinating. Hashem said, I'm going to give it to them so that they can get out of Egypt and they can breathe free air. They can know what it means to be a human. They can know what it feels like to not be under the thumb of Mitzrayim after 200 years. You know, they can get out. And now here's the pretty amazing part. You guys know that when they went through the Yam Suf, when God split the sea, they came in this way. And what happened next? They did not come out right. Very good. They did not come out the other side. They made a U-turn and came right back. Yeah, they came right back. And all the rabbis struggled to understand exactly, you know, what was the point of it. But some of the people, the Sefer HaToda'ah talks about three different opinions of the Jews at the time. Shockingly, right? But three different opinions. One of the opinions of the more pious Jews, they said, I know why we're going back. We're going back because Hashem took us out from Egypt when we didn't deserve it. And you know what? Hashem wants to put us back in there. And now that we've breathed fresh air, we're going to deserve it now. Let's earn it. Let's earn getting out. That's what some of them thought. Moshe Rabbeinu's response, no. You guys don't have to earn getting out of Egypt. That's not it. But it is true that you got it for free. And these 49 days between the day you left Egypt to the day we go to Har Sinai, these 49 days, you have to earn it. That's what we're doing. Meaning, Chachma Bina Dat was given to us, the Sif Sechem brings, for free on the night of the Seder. We got it this year too. If you felt some kind of an enlightenment. By the way, how was everybody's Seder? I shouldn't even ask. And it worked. It was good. Some good printouts. Gonna be honest with you. I feel bad. There was a girl out there in the world. And I gotta say thank you if you listen over here on the podcast. She saw my printouts, and she's a graphic designer. And she just, I don't know how she did this, and how she had the patience. She retyped up all of them with a much more beautiful everything. She did a wondrous job. She sent it back. She's like, please use this because yours is absolute, you know, it's trash. It's just, you know, I mean, you guys saw, you couldn't remember. But she did a beautiful job. Over 100 people reached out from online to ask for the stuff. So really, like, we were able to. So from this year over here, from when we gave this year onto the podcast, so many people reached out. So Baruch Hashem, we were zocha to be able to have that. So on that night of Seder that we all had, wonderful, enlightening time. We got Chachma Bina Dat even this year for free. And then Hashem took it back. And Hashem said, when you count the Omer, starting from the second night of Pesach. So the first night in Israel, meaning like in the regular rigid Jewish calendar, the first night and the only night is Seder on the first night. God sends you Chachma Bina Dat, you get this enlightenment, and then it leaves you. And you're almost in like, I don't know if you feel that a little bit, like in Pesach, you're like, now what? You know, like kind of that feeling for the rest of the time. Now what means, Hashem said, I'm taking it back, and now you have to earn, you have to build yourself on your own. And as you build yourself on your own over these next 7 weeks, when we get to the culmination, when we get to Shavuot, I give Chachma Bina and Dat back to you because now you've earned it. Now, Chachma Bina and Dat, this is a gift from God. We say, Ata Chonen La'adam, Dat, in the Shemona Esrei, the fourth bracha in Shemona Esrei. What do we say? You Chonen, you graciously gave us Dat. That means we didn't deserve it. I mean, think about it. That's quite fascinating. Certain people are born with a lot more smarts, higher IQ than other people. They didn't do anything to deserve it. It was an absolute gift. You can say everything is a gift from God. This is true. But the first and probably most absolute gift that you had nothing to do with was your brains. God went and God just gave brains out. God gives Chachma Bina and Dat. And that's why we say in Chanenu Me'idcha Chachma Bina and Dat. We say in Shemona Esrei every single day, give it to me. Give me this top part of understanding you, of knowing you. This is the first thing that we ask for because it's the most important. We say it every day in Shemona Esrei, three times a day. How do we get it from Hashem? So, if you build the bottom seven, then the top comes. So, people listening here on the podcast, if you build the bottom seven, which is the body part, the Chesed and Gvura are the right and left shoulders. The Teferet is in the middle by the heart. The Netzach and Hod are the two hips. The Sod, the place of Brit Milah, and Malchut at the end of the Brit Milah. Some say below that. If you build the foundation in these 7 weeks, so then when it comes time for Shavuot, boom, then God goes and has a place to put this upon. And then Keter, which is, it's above it all. That's like God's eminence itself. We're not going to touch that now. But then Keter automatically comes. Chachma Bina and Dat, something that we're trying to get for Shavuot to be brought back to us, only if we made ourselves worthy in building ourselves here. How do we build ourselves over here? Welcome to Sfirat HaOmer. All right. So, and I know I started late. I'm going to try not to go over because, you know, everybody's got their day. Have you ever looked in a Sidur for Sfirat HaOmer? I don't know by Sfaradim, you know, by the women, if this is something that women are counting or if it's just like leaving it to my husband, don't bother me. I don't know which one, but it really doesn't make a difference. Meaning, if you've been counting with a beracha, with a blessing, fantastic. And if you've missed a night or two, fantastic. You can still say, just without a blessing, each day you can say, Hayom Yom, today is Hayom Yom Arba Asar Yom LaOmer Shehem Shenei Shavuot. Hayom Yom, today is the day, Arba Asar LaOmer, the 14th day of the Omer, Shehem, which is Shtei Shavuot, 2 weeks. why we, I mean, we can do math. If it's 14 days, it's 2 weeks. We include the 2 weeks. So let's see. Every day of the Omer is a build. Every single day of the Omer is another build. And if you know what you're doing in that build, at the end of the 49 days, you'll have built yourself the perfect seven sfirot, the perfect buildup of the bottom half. If you build up a chesed, build up a gevurah, build up a teferet, netzachot, tzon, ma, how do you do that? So when you look inside the sidur of any sfira, you're going to see, what does it say by the first day? It calls it chesed shebechesed. That's what it calls it. What does it call the second day? Gevurah shebechesed. The third day, teferet shebechesed. What does all this mean? So I'll let you know a little secret. I mean, it's about time everybody knew this. We're not kids anymore. And almost like, what a shame that we would go through life having even left one rock of opportunity not unturned. This is something. This is gold, what we're about to go through now. Which is the next amazing chart that I made. You can see I had no time for it, which goes like this. All right, so 7 weeks. How long is Shavuot until we get to Shavuot? It is 7 weeks. 49 days, 7 days a week, 7 weeks. The first week, which passed, is Chesed. The second week, which we're on the last day today, is called Gevurah. I'm going to explain each one. This is not complicated stuff, by the way. The third week is Teferet, Netzach, Hod, Sod, Malchut. Those are the 7 weeks. Each of these weeks correspond to the seven at the same time, just like a graph that we made. So the first week of Chesed will be, the first day will be Chesed Shebe Chesed, Chesed found in the week of Chesed. The next day will be the day of Gevurah found in the week of Chesed, called Gevurah Shebe Chesed. The next day will be the day of Teferet, found inside the week of Chesed, Teferet Shebe Chesed, so on and so forth. We happen to have just, today's the last day of the week of Gevurah. I'm going to explain each one in a minute, but just to show you the math, it's really the simplest math in the world. If you don't get it, go home and ask your seventh grader to explain it to you. No, I don't know about you, but a lot of times, I'm not saying that. As I have to ask my kids sometimes to like do math with, have you forgot how to do math? But I'm mamish have forgot certain maths. I'm like, decimals, oh, fractions. Who came up with fractions? They drive me insane. So someone's like, could you just, you know? All right, anyhow. So I don't want to ask ChatGPT because I don't know how to explain it. Like, I'm that bad. I don't know how to even start the question. So, but there's a lesson that children use nowadays, the high school kids. They're like, why don't you just chat it? That's if you are looking to cheat on something. One of my kids, I don't know, he's working at some summer camp. I don't know, one of the 11th or 12th graders, I remember who. Right? So you need somebody to just say that you're not like a murderer. So they ask, you know, can your rabbi write something about you? So the kid's like, rabbi, can you be my reference? I'm like, ugh, I don't want to sit and write a whole thing for a camp. He's like, rabbi, just chat it. And so like a moronic adult, I'm like, oh, I can leave a voice note? He's like, no, just chat GBT. He's like, just literally say, chat GBT, can you write something nice about Baruch Silverstein or whatever? For camp, he's going to be working over here on this thing. And Joe, sure, I'll write it for you. And just, I didn't. I did not chat it because I needed to explain to them what they're about to get themselves into. ChatGPT couldn't, in its wildest imagination, know what this camp is getting into. It was math. So coming back to over here, this is not, you don't have to chat this, right? This is, you don't have to chat, you can chart it. Okay, thank you. So, which is just simply 7 weeks, 7 days. What do each of these mean? Okay. Go through them. He explains. Chesed. Chesed is an appreciation of love for God. Chesed is just loving Hashem. I love you, Hashem. You're amazing. I love everything that you've done. The lashon that he uses is that certain people need to learn to love how to love. That's his lashon. He says in Yiddish, Liebkeit zu Liebkeit, which is love to love, meaning that Chesed is a working on to go and build love. So let's just talk about the first day, Chesed Shebe Chesed. On that first day is, Hashem, I love everything you've done for me, and today I'm going to express that love by saying, I love you, Hashem. I really love the life you've given me. The next day is Gevurah in Chesed. What is Gevurah? He explains Gevurah means power, Gibar. Gevurah means that sometimes Hashem judges the world with din, with judgment. Certain times we ourselves have given in to thinking that maybe his judgment has been kind of misconstrued. Sometimes we were weak with our Yetzirah when we should have been gibar. We should have been strong. Gevurah shebechesed is because chesed, I love you so much, today's a day where I'm going to show extra strength against my Yetzirah. Or I'm going to show extra strength in understanding when you've done something of din, of harsh judgment that I didn't get, but I love you. So although I can't understand it, my love will demand of me to just love you no matter what. Why are we doing this, guys? I want you to look at this chart for a second. There are 49 boxes on this chart, right? 7 times 7. The Jews in Egypt were in the 49th level of impurity. What does that mean? That means that every box had an X on it. Every particular way in how God built them, because remember, God made us in his image of these spherot, they managed in every box to ruin it. Meaning, chesed shebechesed, I hate you, God, and I hate what you've done for me. You've ruined chesed shebechesed. Gevurah shebechesed, I hate you, Hashem, and your din, the way that you go about things in this world, I think it's completely misconstrued and false in how you're judging this world. I will gladly give into my Yetzirah and break everything possible. You've just broken. Now you turn it into Tuma. Where were the Jews at the time? 49 levels, 49 of these in impurity. What are we doing? We're playing Othello. We're flipping it from black pieces to white pieces. We're flipping it from Averot into Mitzvot. We ourselves are all guilty of 49 levels of Tuma throughout the year. Has there been a time where a day you woke up and said, I don't feel love for God today? We all have had that. A day we woke up and said, I don't understand what you're doing to this world, Hashem. How could you? Now, nobody's blaming you, but ultimately, did you now flip this box into negativity? You did. Who does Hashem put his Chachma, Bina, and Dat on? Only those, there we go. Wow! I'm so happy you knew that. 2040 vision or something. Who does Hashem rest the Chachma, Bina, and Dat on? Only those who have built up these 49 in positivities. So what we're meant to be doing, therefore, is building these into positivities. So, where are we today in building our positivities? Well, we're all coming a little bit late to the game. That's fine. Because honestly, these first ones, I believe you already have. But from the point here forward, one of the reasons why men don't shave on Svira, we know it's because the students of Rabbi Akiva passed away. We're mourning them. Yes, that is true, but it goes deeper than that. The Zohar brings that there are 13 places on a man's face that shefa, that influence, that goodness, that connection to God, that providence comes into this world. And those 13 places on the face, that's where it goes into. For women, I'm not going to go into now, different story, definitely have it. But right now, when the Zohar was referring to this, he was referring to where men themselves get that from. 13 places on the face, each one is connected, one of the 13 midot, the 13 characteristics of God's mercy. We say them by, we say it every day by Tachanun, we say it on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hashem, Hashem, by Selichot, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum, Bachanun, Erech Apayim. All those are 13 characteristics of God. Those 13 were said by God to Moshe Rabbeinu when he needed to get forgiveness for the golden calf. Those 13 were said over. That's how God sends influence of mercy into us. That's why you're not allowed to shave with a razor. I'm saying a man is not allowed to shave his peyot or different parts of his face with a razor because he's literally killing the roots of where God is sending that shefa. I mean, can you imagine? Hashem said, look, I made man the way I made him. And the way I send down that influence is through this way. And man would go and literally cut with a razor to uproot that. That's just, you don't want to do that. Chabad and a lot of Hasidic circles, they don't shave because they say that we believe because Hashem is sending down that shefa, that influence. I want you to appreciate what's happening now during this time of Sfira. What are we doing here? By each box that we're working on, by each box that we're going through, we're now bringing a new positivity that we may have had as a negative beforehand. So if you had somebody by chesed of chesed that he said, I hate God, I hate the things he's doing. But on the first night of Sfira, he says, you know, chesed shebe chesed, Hashem, you know what? I love you. I love everything you've done for you. I'm going to work on this love to build, connect to you. Hashem was like, oh, there you go. He went from this first level of negativity to positivity. Send him influence. Send him that shefa. But where does a man get that shefa? On his beard. So we don't shave during these first 34, 33, 34 Ashkenaz of Svar days. Because those are actually 32 days. He's just finishing them off of Lev, of heart, where they're building up a new reality of connection to God until you get to Hod Shebahod. That's the 33rd day. By Lag BaOmer, we'll talk about what Hod Shebahod is. Ultimately, though, the reason why men aren't shaving, and so I heard from a few of my students that their moms were upset, like, my mom wants me to shave. I don't know if they're making up an excuse or not, but I'm just saying that maybe let your son, you know, he may look a little bit scraggly and weird because it's coming in patches. I get that. But look, there's a lot. Now, you could say, but he can just shave with a regular shaver. It doesn't. I understand. But during the Sfiraz, we were almost pushing ourselves towards that godliness. Finishing off today, what are the seven? Okay. Chesed, we said, is building up a love for Hashem. Gvuraz, an acceptance of God's judgment. And certain times when we were ourselves weak against the Yetzer Hara, we should have been stronger. What is Teferet? Teferet is, well, it means beauty. Tefillin are called pe'er. They're called beauty, to beautify. Teferet, the way that the Sif Sechen explains it is, Teferet means we're going to be doing something that gives Hashem nachat. You know, have you ever peeked in on your kid and he was actually doing something right? I don't know. He was like teaching his younger sister how to do something calmly. And you're like, and you tell your husband, come quick. You know, I see that you take a video, bleep. And we know, the stupid phone, the second you start to take the video, it always, your kid can hear that bleep, you know, when the video turns on from a mile away. And goes, are you taking a video? It's like, you ruined it. It would have been such a beautiful moment. But when your kid does that, is your kid doing that to give you nachat? No, he's doing it just because he or she are just a good kid. When they are doing something right and beautiful, as a parent, you feel such joy from that. That is the third week. Teferet is, I want to do things in the week of Teferet that is giving Hashem nachat. I want to make Hashem proud of me. I want to just do mitzvot in a better way. And we're going to talk about each one. Give me one more second. Netzach is, well, this word now has become the battle cry of the Jew because biyachad ninatzeach. What does that mean? Together we will win. We'll be victorious. Netzach is victorious. The week of Netzach is Hashem, I'm willing to give everything I got to fight my Yetzirah to win it because I love you that much. And the next, Hod, is the week of expressing thanks. There's a difference between love and thanks. It's expressing absolute thanks to Hashem. The week of Yesod, that's the place of the Brit Milah. That's a place where a man connects with his wife. That's a place of giving over. The week of Yesod is teaching others, giving to others about God. And finally, Malchut, the last week, the week of godliness, that's an expression where I know God is everything and everywhere. As they intersect with each other on each day is an appreciation for the specific work of that day. So, today is the 14th. Today is Malchut in Gvura. Let me explain it. Malchut is God's kingship. We just said that means God is everything and everywhere. His kingdom is everywhere. In Gvura, in harsh judgment. Hashem, there have been times in my life that I may have questioned, where are you? Where are you? Just, you know, I'm just flabbergasted sometimes at the terrible things that have been over there that have happened, right? You guys know that song. We shouldn't go there. I had the fray. It's a whole conversation with Asa God in the corner of 4th and Amsterdam. Where were you when everything was falling apart? And mom, she has a whole conversation. My brother Yossi, when he used to recruit for Israel, I guess the song was in then, and he would say to guys, let's learn up this song together. And he would ask a lot of questions about God from the song. And he would say, if you guys want to know the answer, you got to come to my school to find it out. It was a great move. But Lamaisa, the questions are there. Where were you when everything was falling apart? Losing heart, the only one I ever loved. I mean, I'm going to start to cry now. You know, it really is something. Malchut, the Malchut Bigvura is There's been harsh judgment, Hashem. But I know that you're everything and I know that you're everywhere. And today's a day where I say, no matter what I see on the news, I'm going to say, he's the king. He's got this. That's today's avodah. Tomorrow's avodah, when we get there, it's called chesed and teferet. We're starting teferet tonight and tomorrow. Chesed of teferet is, teferet means I want to be a nachat to you. I want to be beautiful to you. Chesed is showing love. So that means tomorrow, at a given point, you say, I want to give you nachat right now, Hashem, by saying, I really love you. I just, wow, you're really, really amazing. And if I ever saw my own kid, or if my own kid just came up and said, Mommy, just for no other reason, I just want to say I love you, that would give me nachat. I want to do that for you now. The next day is Gevurah Tiferet. Now, you can say, how are we going to keep this going? So, I didn't tell you this yet, but I hope, to send out a voice note every single day for the rest of Sfira. To this chat, I'm sending over to the men as well. I'm sending over to my boys over there. I'm sending over to my Wednesday. I want all of us, and by the way, I'm doing this for selfish reasons because I want to be cognizant of each day. I want to build all 49. You know, I really want to get there. And so I went through this whole class today to just explain to everybody, I'm going to send out a voice note, hopefully no longer than 45 seconds to a minute, to just explain what will Gevurah of Tiferet be? What will Tiferet of Tiferet be each and every single day to give everybody a thought? But if I'm committing to this, I want you to commit to 60 seconds after you heard the 60-second voice note. Spend the next 60 seconds, if needed. If you can do it in 15 seconds, do it in 15 seconds. But right after you hear the voice note, to stop what you're doing and say, all right, this is, say out the words. Today is, let's say in 2 days, Gevurah Shebet Tiferet. Say it out. You'll hear me say it. Gevurah Shebet Tiferet. And then say, Hashem, I'm working on this today. This is me for today. I don't know about you. I'm excited to see me on the other side of all this. I'm excited to see what does a Jewish soul look like after it's filled its 49 levels of Tuma into Tahara. It's 49 levels of impurity into purity. And after we flip it and try to get as close as we can and show Hashem how much we want to that point, I'm excited to see what Hashem will follow through for us. So, all hands in, go team. Okay, very good. I believe that we're going to be doing this for the next 49 days. Have a great day.